I'm just a little annoyed with you, but alone. So you and Don McLean, who's taking a few days off, you both love the show Alone.
And I have so many people who have reached out on Twitter and on Instagram. Somebody just this morning reached out on Instagram, said, dude, you're loving Alone. Here's the next show that you should watch.
Exactly. And the name of the show is Dude, You're Screwed.
Okay.
You can find it on... You can find it on Amazon Prime, okay? And listen to the description because it actually sounds really cool. It's a group of extreme survivalists. Oh, Dawn would love this. Who kidnap one another, okay, at any given time. They handcuff and blindfold that person.
Whoa.
Drop him in some remote place in the world. And they have no time to prepare for it, and they have 100 hours to find civilization, or they lose the game and possibly their life.
Whoa, that's...
Thank you, Blake.
Blake, and this was, it looks like this was a one, a two-season show back in 2013 and 2014. And there's a still image, Donna, that I see of a gentleman who appears to be like punching through a wall or something. Nope, that's not true. I just clicked on... Boy, thumbnails can be deceiving. I'm sorry. He's not punching through a wall, ladies and gentlemen. I thought he was punching through drywall or something, and then there was dust. Turns out he has both of his hands raised, and he's just giving like a fist pump because he probably won, and now there's a local fire there, just like a fire pit. So okay. It's not dust.
You're a dummy.
I am an idiot. Dude,
so will you
you're
check
screwed.
That out? On Amazon Prime. So, you watch that. Okay, now back to Peanut Butter Falcon.
Okay.
What's your problem?
First of
all, it's a beautiful movie.
I know it is. I know it is. I watched That Thing You Do, okay?
Yeah, oh, Steve. And how was that?
It was great. It was very enjoyable. Have you seen that?
I've seen part of it.
Oh!
Boom! Touché, my friend!
Oh. Well, Kettle, I've heard a lot about you. I'm Pot.
Listen,
I thought it was
you
great.
Didn't assign that to me, though.
You're right. You're right. Well, I had two. Remember, there were two at my on my list during the weekend. That Thing You Do and Peanut Butter Falcon. So
you were alone all weekend. Why couldn't you just carve out a couple hours?
Donna, I did so many chores. I did so many projects. I was wildly productive. But I watched That Thing You Do. It was great. I'm halfway through Peanut Butter Falcon, and I'm quite enjoying it so far. And you know, here's what I'll say. My halftime report of Peanut Butter Falcon, starring Shia LaBeouf, he's going to win an Oscar at some point.
He's very good.
He is a very good actor. Now, he has rubbed some people the wrong way. He's made some interesting professional, personal life choices. He's had some weird stunts that are just like when he went and watched all of his movies in a theater. Like, he's done some weird stuff.
Yeah, but he got kicked out of a Broadway play. Hi. How are you?
Oh, he did. Oh, well, good night, Irene. But he is really good. You believe, even like I said, 40 minutes in, you just believe like he is this guy. He's that guy.
Yeah.
He's just really fully committed.
He's very intense. He was really good when he played his father in that movie that was, you know, loosely based on his life.
I can't think of the name of this.
Don't see that.
Okay.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Anyway, so I'll get back to Peanut Butter Falcon.
Okay, but you're enjoying it so far. That makes me very happy. I started it's not a new show, but I started the show Insecure on HBO, which I believe Dawn has referenced before. I am loving this show.
What's it about?
So it's on HBO. It's from Issa Rae. She had a web series, or she has a web series called Awkward Black Girl.
Okay.
And it's basically the life of a 20-something-year-old black woman and her best friend and dating. It's very witty. It's very funny. It's very bold, which is why I don't think you should watch it. But, because it's a little raunchy.
Oh, but a little bit of raunch.
It's kind of like, a little bit like Girls. If with Lena Dunham,
right,
but different.
Okay.
It's really quite a simple show, but it has a lot of heart. It's short, which I really like. And from what I hear, from what I've read, it really is a real portrayal of people of color. It's very funny. It cracks me up. Huh. I love it. It's like 25 minutes.
How many episodes have you seen of this?
I have now seen 4 episodes, I believe. Oh. 3 or 4.
And I could see the on-screen review too, you know, like how they'll bring up like the review, you know, Peter Travers from Rolling Stone says, and then it'll just say Donna Valentine from MyTalk 107.1 says, it's kind of like Girls, but different.
But it's short, and I like that.
Short is great.
5 out of 5 Garys. It's just really a cute, light watch. And you know I'm always watching dark stuff, so I need something
Which means maybe you shouldn't watch the show that my wife just binged through. So she was visiting a friend last week, and they binged through a show on Netflix, and it's called Outer Banks. And it has been picked up for season 2, like right at the end of the season 1 finale. It says it's official. Outer Banks season 2 is coming, because you never totally know that with Netflix shows when a season ends. But it is, she said, just there were a lot of shocking moments. You end an episode and it's one of those where you're like, we have to press play. We have to keep going. What happens next? It had been recommended by my sister-in-law like a month and a half ago. Finally went in. I had not really heard of it. I don't know much about it. I don't know. My talkers, hit me up on Twitter. Tell us if you like this show. It's called Outer Banks, but she thought it was really good.
So you don't know anything about it?
I know that it involves a discovery of gold, and then some greed bubbles up, and then there are some consequences that are quickly realized. I don't want to give anything away, but she gave me some things that I don't want to spoil, but she thought it was really gripping.
Can you repeat so this is a serious show, like a drama?
Yep. And it's
how many seasons?
Only 1 season so far.
Okay.
It looks like teenage kids or something like that.
I'm already interested.
I know, a vibe.
Is it a coming of age?
Coming of age. I'm Donna Valentine. young-ish people. She said it's gripping. There are moments that are shocking in an episode where you're like, whoa, oh no, is that good? No. So anyway, Outer Banks, if you're looking for a new drama that's intense to test drive on Netflix.
Okay,
you can test drive that.
Okay, will do. Maybe.